Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Mac Bibee joins us. He was the press secretary for many of our congressional delegation on the Republican side. Now he's the president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Andrew McKay, Jesse Gutierrez, and Daniel Mathis. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program, not for the first time, but for the first time in front of the cameras, Mac Bibee. He's the president and CEO of the Associated Builders and Contractors. But for many years, you've served our congressional delegation on the Republican side in many capacities. So it really is a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Sam.
Wanted to just jump into some of the national news stories before we get to some of the local stuff.
Okay.
Your thoughts on this Netanyahu speaking to Congress next month. It's interesting that Senator Reid and Congresswoman Titus both plan to attend this. There is obviously no love lost between the president and Netanyahu. It's only a couple of weeks before the Israeli elections. Obviously, due to the fact that the Consul General of the State of Israel was on this program last week because they called and said he would like to be on, mm-hmm. Israel is very concerned about the ramifications of this. Your thoughts on it?
Outside of kind of the global politics of it, Israel obviously is an extremely important ally of the United States, but also there is a very large and influential Jewish community in this state. I don't think it serves anybody well to boycott a leader of another country, even if the politics of the day, you're in opposition to the politics of the day. So, I think that being in attendance is an important thing for not just representation of the state, but for the country.
Let's change topics to immigration. Adam Laxalt, part of this lawsuit going forward with, I believe it's 26 other attorney generals, mm-hmm. Against the executive order that the president put down. It's being taken up by the federal court at this point in time. And there's a ban in place. This is leading up to a big battle. But in the big picture of things, and I know you like to look at the big picture, what does this mean for the Republican Party when the Hispanic voting base, especially in the state of Nevada, is growing so strongly? I mean, it's 25% of the population in Nevada, 20% of the vote.
Right. I think that it's a constituency that the Republicans have ignored for far too long. I mean, I'm not saying anything new there. I think that that's something that's been acknowledged. But I think what needs to be looked at is who within the Hispanic community are Republicans and who are Democrats. Where is the ideology? I know we talk about the global issues such as, you know, immigration reform and deportation and birthright citizenship and things of that nature. But when it comes down to it, they are members of our community. They want their kids to have a great education. They want their neighborhoods to be safe. So it's really no different than any other community within, you know. And so I think that a lot of it boils down to traditional politics. Who's a Republican? Who's a Democrat? And who's independent?
But if you go back, I mean, you know, a couple of decades, and you talked about the potential Hispanic vote, at that time the potential Hispanic vote, they were more aligned with the Republicans than they were with Democrats.
True. But again, as acknowledged, Republicans spent too long, they ignored the community. And so now that there is that opportunity on the Republican side to engage with them, it should be done. But I think it needs to be done in a way where you look at the community, you know, at the global issues that are there, but you also got to keep in mind that, you know, if you're a business owner, what is that business owner's concerns? If, you know, you've got crime in a community, you know, how do you address those issues? So you talk about the Hispanic community as a whole, but at the same time, it's no different than any other community, in my opinion.
And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yes.
That there is no different. I mean, you look at Hispanic television or listen to Hispanic radio, the commercials for all the same products everybody else uses.
You know, I go home and I look at what are the teachers doing in the schools that teach my kids? What do the roads look like? Is my neighbor's house getting broken into? And, you know, am I able to make a living and pay my bills? I mean, the kitchen, what they call the kitchen table politics. And I just think that supersedes, ethnicity
Do you think that on a national level, the Republicans are taking the wrong tack when they constantly talk about sealing the border? When Rick Eaton, who is the head of Homeland Security here in the state of Nevada, and a longtime employee of ICE, leader of ICE in this state, says that the problem isn't the border. The problem is people coming in and overstaying their visas. It's far greater than what we see along the border.
Well, again, I think that a comprehensive immigration reform is a very necessary thing. The politics aside of it, it just the system we have doesn't work well. It's broken. There's been an acknowledgement of that. The problem is getting through the national politics, and it is a national issue, getting through the national politics to actually have a fix that addresses, you know, what is referred to as the dreamers, the overstaying of the visas, border security issues. It really needs a holistic fix, and the current system is broken.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mac Bybee when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I am back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Mike Bybee. The Senate passes prevailing wage exemption bill. Mm-hmm. This has been a dream of Republicans for as long as I can remember. They got the votes to do it, and it'll go to the governor. But the question is, well, first of all, your thoughts on it. I mean, this is a huge deal.
The Associated Builders and Contractors, we're not opposed to prevailing wage. We would prefer to see a comprehensive reform of the prevailing wage.
In what way?
We would like to see, instead of a survey process, going to the Dieter rate, which is a broad wage survey that is done by Dieter.
So that's the Department of Employment and Training.
Correct, which is done in accordance with what, by the direction of the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. It's done in all 50 states. It's a very broad wage survey. The school exemptions, we support it, but in absence of, only in absence of reform. In addition to that, we like to see the monetary threshold that triggers prevailing wage to be increased. And we would like to see the benefits, the fringe benefits package, broken out and accounted for separately, so there is accountability and transparency in that process.
Okay. You brought up a whole bunch of issues here. First of all, let's address the last one you brought up, fringe benefits, for example.
So in a prevailing wage job, it's mandated that a certain portion goes to the fringe, which is what you would think of: health benefits, retirement, vacation, whatever. Right now, that lump is lumped into the prevailing wage itself when it is turned into the Department of Labor. So it's not broken down or accounted for separately. So you truly don't know what is going to the employee.
Okay. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, one of the complaints that I've heard from people in the construction industry, who are owners in the construction industry, is that they don't have the manpower to complete these surveys the way they are, that the unions have people who, that is their job, is to work on this prevailing wage issue. These companies don't have the time or money to be able to do this.
Well, and that's part of it, but I think that the way the law is written is if you get 40% of the wage of the surveys come in at a certain weight, that's what triggers it. And so what's happening with our current system is you're having a two-wage rate system, what wages are on private projects and what wages are on taxpayer-funded projects. And the taxpayer-funded projects are inflated. So what we would like to see is all that come back into alignment. And for us, this is, it's a taxpayer accountability issue, but if you're a contractor putting in a bid, you have to account for that inflated wage rate that was created by the survey. So that can be accommodated by the contractor, but as a taxpayer, it should be a concern, because why would a taxpayer funded project cost so much more than a private sector project?
One of the things that's interesting is that the unions are now coming out and obviously fighting back, because mm-hmm. that makes sense. They're saying this is going to be a cost to middle class wages, but a loss of jobs. Do you see it as that? Because when I look at it, if there's more money available, we can just build more schools, and therefore there will be more money in the economy and more jobs in the economy.
Well, I heard at that hearing, I heard two different arguments. I heard one is out-of-state contractors going to come in and take these jobs. And then I heard, well, the prevailing wage rate in California is so high, we're not going to be able to get workers. You can't have it both ways. Utah doesn't have a prevailing wage law. What I think ultimately, what needs to happen is it needs to be a fair process that makes sense. And we're not talking just about the surveys. There's also an administrative cost to the taxpayer when all that comes into the labor commissioner. So the process just needs to be fair. It needs to make sense. Some of the red tape needs to be taken away from it. But I think it makes it more competitive. I guess the question I would have is, are you no longer going to bid on prevailing wage jobs if the prevailing wage is different? We want construction industry to continue to be a well-paid job for individuals that don't have a college degree. We have no interest in suppressing wages. My members, they pay their employees a good wage. They give them a 401k. They have health benefits. So it's more about accountability and a fair system, peeling away some of the red tape and having something that makes sense.
And what does the DETA system do that you were talking about that goes across the country?
So DETA is one of the state agencies that is primarily funded through the federal government. And it, you know, collects unemployment statistics and, you know, a whole variety of statistics. The chief economist is there. One of the things that they're tasked, that they're charged with by Bureau of Labor Statistics, is doing a wage survey. It has nothing to do with who's union, who's non-union. It's the methodology is done in all 50 states. It has various layers of review to look for anomalies. And what it does is it's simply a broad wage survey. Construction is one of the sectors that it surveys. And they base the mean wage. It's not an average. It's the mean wage based upon those surveys.
And how do the Republicans in the Assembly and the Senate feel about going this route?
Well, we're in conversations with various members about doing a comprehensive prevailing wage reform.
Okay, well, it's going to be one of the bills we're going to be watching very closely here, because changes in this will be a big deal for the state of Nevada.
Yes.
Thanks so much for being here, Mac.
All right,
appreciate
thanks,
it. Sam. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This segment was brought to you by Amplify Relations, leading Nevada in public relations, government affairs, and advertising.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
So head to Rail City, where you're a winner guaranteed. Play in our free slot tournament Tuesday through Saturday, and you're a guaranteed winner. Where are you going to go? Rail City.
Watch Lawyers, Guns, and Money with criminal defense attorney David Houston every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 on KRNV News 4. Human trafficking is one of the fastest-growing criminal industries, and it's flourishing right here in Northern Nevada. This Sunday, Reno Police Detective Ron Chalmers will discuss what's being done to stop trafficking and increase penalties on traffickers. Lawyers, Guns, and Money focuses on issues and people that make a difference in your life. Join criminal defense attorney David Houston this Sunday afternoon at 3:30 here on KRNV News 4.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit panel. As always, Andrew McKay is here, the chairman of the Nevada Transportation Authority. Daniel Mathis rejoins us. He's the CEO and president of the Nevada Healthcare Association. And Jesse Gutierrez is former executive director of Nevada Hispanic Services. He's also the board president of the Mariposa Academy. Pleasure to have you all here.
Thank you.
Let's start out. You know, somebody said the other day Schwartz and Connect, and I thought it was a new law firm, but obviously not. What do you think about this alternate budget proposal and the ruckus that came from that? And apparently, they have absolutely the right to present an alternative budget.
Well, that's a three-part question. Starting number one, I think it's an absolute joke, the alternate budget.
The concept or the actual budget?
The actual budget.
Okay.
You know, Governor Sandoval invited people to come up with alternatives. Yeah. It's not an alternative. It's fantasy land. The numbers just don't add up. You don't throw something out there and then point to the legislature and say, well, that's up to you to whatever the trigger point is. Well, if you know what the revenue you need to generate is and you have no idea how to get there, I thought it was an embarrassment. I just thought it was.
Daniel, do you think it was great political theater?
I think it was great political theater, absolutely. It was, the budget was, I think the slideshow was six slides and the budget was three pages. And, you know, anybody that's looked at the budget knows that's just a farce. It's not a reality.
Jesse?
They didn't do their homework then. I mean, Jesus Christ, there was stuff on there that they didn't know what the numbers were going to be, how they were going to arrive at those numbers, or what they were. There was just something that was thrown there. Just, I don't know whether it's to embarrass the governor or whether it's just something to make them look like what we say, political ploy.
Well, and it's interesting because, you know, here you have a situation where the Republicans are in power, something they've dreamed of, to have every branch, or at least, you know, the Assembly and the Senate and the governor's office, and yet you're seeing this tremendous pull apart on all levels, including the attorney general and the governor.
They're definitely factions. I mean, there always have been in politics, and going in, knew that you have more of a conservative element in certain camps and more moderate. How this ultimately plays out 110 days from now or wherever we are on the countdown to 120, but I'd like it if everybody recognizes that, hey, when you agree with somebody 85, 90% of the time, they're your friend, not your enemy. And I think they lose sight of that.
Okay, let's turn our attention to our previous guest, Mac Bibee. And it was interesting because he was throwing out, you know, it seemed like some middle ground to be able to work on prevailing wage. Do you think that the labor unions are going to be interested in hearing that?
I think so. The prevailing wage is a topic that Nevadans need to get a hold on. I think that the wages that for construction need to be reasonable, and as you talked about, just finding out what the bottom dollar is. If the construction can happen in the private sector and it's less expensive than with the prevailing wage, then it needs to be fixed.
Is it fair to just pull out the schools from the prevailing wage system?
I don't think so. Just the schools. It would, you know, other municipal projects should be included as well.
Jesse?
The good of the few versus the good of the many. Sam, who's going to win out here with this whole situation? If they come to a compromise, the schools would win. And who's the schools? The kids. So I'm looking for something that will happen that with the prevailing wage issue, that the schools can get built safely, and yet the majority of the winners would be the kids because they would have more of what we need right now.
All right, and let me hit you right up with you know, the bond rollovers that the governor's proposed and look like they're going ahead in terms of school construction in both Washoe and Clark County. This would be already a big deal. But MPRI is pointing out that this in reality turns out to be a big tax increase.
It's always that tax increase situation involved. But I'm thinking it's time. It's about time that the schools got what needs to be done so that we can come out of the bottom of the cellar as being Nevada being one of the worst in education.
But your school is not one of the worst in education.
No, thank goodness. We did it with, smoke and mirrors and a lot of community help. And we're not. We've been doing very well, but we could do much more because we didn't have all the things that the schools now systems have. We charter schools don't have that, Sam. We had to bid for everything, go get everything. And we don't have transportation. We don't, you know, we use a lot of the districts and the schools things, but we don't have everything that the school has available to them. So we have to make up for it. This, I think, would help us because then it would start helping charter schools develop better and put in more money.
Daniel, do you look at it as a long-term tax increase?
It is. I mean, there needs to be more funding into the system, and it is a fee or tax increase, but I think that Nevadans deserve it. And it's just the structure that the legislature is arguing over. And bottom line is we could all come out being losers if they don't agree on some kind of rate or revenue increase.
Andrew, you get the last word.
I don't think it's a tax increase.
Why?
Because it's a continuation.
Because it's a continuation.
And I think demonstrative of the fact is
that's
it's not
like
subject,
the sunset taxes.
It's not subject to the two-thirds rule.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line, isn't it?
I think so.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you want to sell your home, call Marshall Realty. What separates us is our commitment to market your home everywhere. And I promise you results or you pay me nothing. Call today at 473-1055.
It happens every year at this time, R.C. Willie's President's Day sale, and it's one of the biggest sales of the year.
If you've waited to buy anything for your home, the wait is over. Through Saturday, take advantage of incredible values on sectionals, recliners, dining and bedroom sets, and more. This sofa is $499, and this room group is $999. Power recliners start at just $349, and this bedroom set is only $899. Through Saturday, save store-wide during our President's Day sale. R.C. Willie.
Hi, I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm Angela Bolentini. If you live in the Carson City area, the decision you make after an auto accident is critical.
At our firm, providing the highest quality legal representation is not just talk, it's what we do.
We work for you every step of the way to get you the compensation you deserve. You're more than just a file with a high-volume Reno or Las Vegas law firm.
Call us and we promise to take or return your call within 1 hour. Take the first step.
Call us or go to KilpatrickBolentini.com for more information.
Now more than ever, Fiat of Reno has even more ways to make buying a Fiat a no-brainer. For starters, how about a brand new Fiat Pop for just $12,995? That's our lowest price ever on the popular Fiat Pop with front-wheel drive and gets up to 40 miles per gallon highway. Or how about saving up to $5,000 off a new Fiat 500L? That's right, $5,000. And if that's not enough, we're also offering 0% APR for 60 months on all models. Take it from me, if you test drive a Fiat, you'll buy a Fiat.
If you want amazing results and a marketing expert, you need to call Marshall Realty. My guarantee is your 100% satisfaction or you pay me no commission. Call me today if you want to see how we invest in marketing your home.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, where you can join the thousands of people that download podcasts of the show free of charge at iTunes. On the next broadcast, Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. We'll see you then.